Bill Baburek.
And where are you from?
Omaha.
And how long have you been coming to Rosenblatt?
It's about 67.
Oh, gosh, so for quite a while. During that time, what would you say is your fondest memory or tradition in coming to Rosenblatt?
The fact that I lived two blocks away. I lived on 15th and B, grew up on 15th and B. And this was my first job, was here as a vendor in the stands.
Was it really?
Yeah, when I was 14.
Wow.
I got a job as a vendor here that summer of 74.
What'd you sell? Do you remember?
Everything. Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and Coke. All four, various times. But I still remember the prices of them, too. Coke was 35 cents. Peanuts were 60 cents. Popcorn, I think, was like 75 cents, something like that. Yeah.
Wow. So that is awesome. Was that for the Royals or for the...
Both.
Both.
And the World Series. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd make a really good day. We'd made like 20 bucks.
Wow. Back then, that's good money.
Yeah.
So
we got paid 10% of our sales. So I made 3.5 cents for every Coke I sold.
Well, hey, you're slinging Coke.
To hustle.
Are you going to be sad to see it move?
Well, yeah, there's always a bit of nostalgia when you lose, an icon like that, but it's like anything else, it's all part of,
progress.
And time marches on, but yeah, it is. I mean, it will be sad, but...
Yeah. Did you guys used to walk to the stadium then, I take it?
Oh, absolutely. I could see the scoreboard from my backyard. So a lot of times during Royals games and stuff, they would usually open the gates around seventh inning or so, and so I could go outside my backyard and look and see what inning it was from the scoreboard, and if it was seventh or later inning, I'd usually walk up and see the last couple innings, watch the last couple innings of the
cool.
game. They just
That's
let
awesome.
You in for free.
Yeah.